3. Here we are in the dining room. This is the most public room in the house, where the family would receive visitors and show off their best possessions to draw attention to their financial standing. In fact, the dining room was only used for parties and guests. On normal days, the family ate their meals and lived in the kitchen. Inside the house, they used wood for the floors and the interior walls for 3 reasons. It kept the heat in. It allowed them to easily rearrange the layout of the rooms to suit their needs, and it was a cheaper and more easily accessible raw material than many others. When bricks and new materials came in the mid-20th century, wood gradually fell out of use. As you walk in, on your left, you can see a large cupboard. If you look closely, you'll see that it wouldn't fit through the door or the window. So, let me ask you, how did they bring it in? In pieces, because it was made to measure right here. On the other side of the door, there's a big box. Do you know what it is? Well, it's a bridal chest. It was where the mistress of the house kept the fabrics and clothes that she had brought as her dowry on her wedding day. On the wall opposite the door, you can see the dresser, which one could say was the house's treasury, where one would put the fine china. In this case, 2 18th and 19th century sets, one French and one from La Cartuja de Sevilla. Next to it, there is a Moray clock, made in France in the 19th century. These clocks became quite famous. They were often smuggled in over the mountains. Some of you might be thinking, a clock from France? China from Andalusia? But weren't they isolated here in the mountains in the 19th century? Well, no. If they could buy a set of china from Seville and a clock from France, it proves that these people were much more connected to the outside world than one would think. They also imported wine and oil and exported wool, wood and beasts of burden. And it's not just objects and foodstuffs that moved around. As they traded, so did people, news and ideas. So they were not isolated at all. Let's look at some more objects. In the middle of the dining room, we can see a big table with a pottery dinner set. This is what they had for everyday use. The pottery was produced in nearby villages such as Gerri, Salas and Rialp. There were potters at Payars until 1961. Under the table, on the floor, one can see the holes through which they'd fill the granaries downstairs. As well as the door through which we entered, the dining room has 3 other doors. The first is situated in front of the dining room table, and it leads into the children's room. To the right, there is a chest of drawers, in which one would find all kinds of everything, seeds, dried legumes, preserves or clothes. To the right of the chest of drawers is the master bedroom, and finally, on the adjacent wall, is the door to the kitchen.